Good afternoon. Low pressure moving through the Great Lakes and toward the mid-Atlantic coast will energize once it hits the coast and form a bigger storm well east of Cape Cod over the next 24 hours. High pressure, meanwhile, is in control throughout much of interior New York and New England, keeping it sunny and dry in northeastern New York, the Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont. High clouds are streaming into the rest of the region. Thicker clouds across the I-88 corridor, the Catskills, and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and eventually southern New England could lead to a few light snow showers or perhaps even a steadier light snow in a few spots during the afternoon and into the evening hours as the low pressure center progresses to the east and eventually off the coast. Temperatures, however, have climbed above freezing in most cases, and highs will be in the middle to upper 30s on average, so any snow that does fall will probably be difficult to accumulate, with the exception of the higher terrain of the Catskills and perhaps the lower Hudson Valley with more persistent snows up to an inch possible in these locations. Otherwise, overnight tonight, we'll continue with the risk of a few snow showers and a steadier snow in easternmost New England as the low departs. Most of interior New York and New England, though, will have partly to mostly cloudy skies, with temperatures dipping back into the teens and 20s. High pressure will take over during the day tomorrow. With increasing sunshine, highs will be in the upper 30s, and that high will keep it dry on Monday, with temperatures reaching the lower 40s. Another front with Arctic air behind it will approach into the day on Tuesday. Ahead of the front, skies will be partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. As the front blows through a few snow showers, then it will become windy with falling temperatures. This will leave us with sunny but much colder weather on Wednesday with a northwest breeze, highs back into the upper 20s. High pressure in control with cold weather on Thursday means sunshine and well below normal temperatures in the lower 30s before another system approaches on Friday with increasing clouds and the chance of rain showers as highs push back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the central and eastern United States will be cooler than average over the next few days as a upper-level trough is forecast to dive southeastward across the Great Lakes and mid-Atlantic. A couple of associated surface cold fronts will track eastward, allowing Arctic air to overspread the region and generating a swath of a wintry mix of precipitation from the upper Great Lakes to the mid-Atlantic. Once this system is pushed offshore late tonight, it's forecast to deepen east of Cape Cod, keeping gusty winds and snow, possibly heavy at times, along the immediate coast from Maine to southern Virginia. Winter storm watches have been issued for the Cape and Martha's Vineyard. Meanwhile, a strong cold front combined with moist onshore flow will keep lower elevation rain and mountain snow going across portions of the Pacific Northwest, Great Basin, and Intermountain West. Even a few thunderstorms will be possible today across portions of Idaho and Montana, while heavy snow is likely for the northern Cascades. Ahead of the cold front, temperatures across the desert Southwest and Rockies may reach or even exceed record highs today and for the Central Plains tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and snow, mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 69, set in 2012, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning was at 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m., 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with increasing high clouds later today and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with a chance of light snow today and highs in the upper 30s. Light snow or snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with snow showers today, especially in the Catskills, with highs in the lower 30s. A chance of light snow or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with a chance of light snow today and highs in the mid-30s. Light snow or snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Light snow or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine in the upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday, lower 40s. Partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers Tuesday in the lower 40s. Sunny, breezy, much colder Wednesday, upper 20s. Sunshine on Thursday, back into the lower 30s. And increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers Friday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.